Good evening, friends. This is Pradeep Panda, and I am making my fresh podcast. And today we will discuss about the India's trade deficits in the month of March. As you know, India is always in deficit so far as trade between India and other countries are concerned. In the month of March, there is a big impact on both export and import to and from India. The main reason is that the coronavirus impact, which was already there globally during the entire month of March, and in India also the coronavirus impact came in the March, but the lockdown started from 21st of March. So there is a big impact on the import and exports both sides in the month of March. Just to give you statistics, the export degrown by 35%, which is the highest in entire many months, at least in the last 12 months, it had not degrown by 35%. So this is the highest degrowth for after a long time. And import also degrown by 29%. So both the sides, the export and import, both degrown quite significantly. So in the both export and import sides, if you see that in imports, in export side, the degrowth is in across all the sectors. So why it has been across all the sectors? Because globally, if you will see that coronavirus impact was already there in many countries, particularly our biggest partner, America and European countries, they were already in coronavirus impact during the entire month. So the export was impacting all the sectors across the board. And in the import side, if you will see, import side, our imports decreased drastically also due to that oil import has decreased, the gold import has decreased. But India has not reduced its oil import in the month of March. India wants to build up the strategic oil stock as the global crude prices has decreased drastically. As you know, the global crude price had come down to $21 per barrel. Now it is moving around $27 to $28. So India is taking advantage of that position, and India is importing to build up its strategic stock. So as the import and exports has decreased, finally we are deficit is around 10 billion, close to 10 billion deficits we will be having in the month of March. Due to the low imports which is happening continuously in this financial year, so we are expected to have a positive current account positions, that is current account deficit we say. So we are expected to have a current account positive situation. The gold import has decreased by 62%, the oil import has decreased by 15% last month. And it has a, what is the impact of the trade deficit is that if you are a surplus country, then your currency will be stronger. Like India is traditionally a deficit country. What is the deficit country means? That India's import is higher than the India's exports. That is a very simple way of explaining the things. So India is a trade deficit country, but our monthly deficit is around 15 to 17 to 18 crores, $18 billion. But last month it is around $10 billion. So exchange rate also has a very big correlation with this trade deficits. So if our trade deficit is less, then our Indian rupee will appreciate. And if the trade deficit is high, then our exchange rates, our Indian rupee will struggle and it will fall further. Presently, if you see the exchange rate, it is around 76.87. It has crossed the recent past highest limits. And as the scenario is developing due to the COVID-19 scenario, and a lot of money is getting outflow from India, the exchange rate will also have a impact. So that's all for today on the trade deficit sides. And if you want to explain me on any particular matter, you can drop me a message at 981135. 4053. There are many topics where we can touch upon and where we can explain. So if you want to any specific topic, then you can send me a drop a message. Thanks for listening to my podcast regularly. I really appreciate and I need your cooperations and feedback continuously. Thank you very much. Have a safe and healthy life.